Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Aliyah and Anastasia with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, every Queensland state school will have access to a homegrown artificial intelligence program by the start of June, the government has announced. Expert Dr. Luke Rowe warned there was a right and wrong way to roll out the technology. The $1.5 million Corella AI program was created by the Education Department and offers chatbot and assistant functions for both teachers and students. So far, only year 9 and 10 students have been cleared to use it, with parental approval. On Friday, Education Minister John Paul Langbroek said the rollout would include teaching on how to correctly use AI. The minister said the Education Department would expand the program to include Year 7 and 8 students from June this year. Teachers have been given training modules on how to use Corella for crafting lesson plans and creating assessment tasks, but have been told they cannot use it for grading.
More in local news, the Queensland government has decided to no longer turn West End's old police station into a community hub. In 2023, the former Labor government pledged $10 million to allow MICA projects to transform the Boundary Street building into a community centre for health, housing and legal services. According to a spokesperson for Queensland Police, the property was deemed not fit for purpose. The building itself is a Queenslander built in 1884 and has been unoccupied since the police station was relocated to Vulture Street in 2021. The Queensland was put on show for a housing market earlier this year and was pitched by commercial property agents as intended for a multiple development outcome. The building was purchased soon after.
In national news, first among 11 Australian activists abducted by the Israeli Defense Forces for delivering aid to Gaza returned home last night, with the rest expected to arrive this week. The 23-year-old Gemma Otoz told the ABC that she is relieved to be home, but sad and traumatized. She alleged that the IDF had physically and sexually abused the Simut Flotilla activists, an allegation that is echoed by others, to which the IDF denied. Despite this, Israel's far-right National Security Minister posted a video depicting the IDF abusing activists, tying their hands and forcing them to kneel. Ms. Otoz said the video shows a tiny amount of what the activists actually went through, though she emphasized that the public should focus more on the suffering of Palestinian people, not on the treatments of activists. Two more Australian activists, Violet Coco and Helen O'Sullivan, are expected to arrive this morning, with Brisbane activist Sam Watson expected to return home tomorrow evening. Also in national news, the New South Wales government has asked Sydneysiders to help rename their upcoming Base West precinct. Encompassing White Bay, Glebe Island, Russell Bay, and Russell Parklands, the state government has decided that the new 77-hectare suburb deserves a new name. Inner West Mayor Darcy Byrne agrees, stating that he thinks they can do something more imaginative than Base West. There will be a public consultation for the name change, but sadly, the name will not be decided by popular vote. So, if you were going to suggest suburban like suburb phase, it would likely fall upon deaf ears. As the state government assesses public submissions, local and international designers and architects will also be invited to submit their visions for the new suburbs starting from July.
In international news, Turkish police have raided the headquarters of the country's main opposition party, CHP, in Angora, firing tear gas and rubber bullets at supporters and party members. This follows a three-day standoff after a court ruling ordered the removal of leader Özgür Özel and reinstated former chairman Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. Mr. Özel and most of the opposition party has been inside the CHP headquarters since Thursday, with the new administration unable to enter. The opposition says the court's decision was politically motivated to weaken the party. "We are under attack. Our crime, defeating the Justice and Development Party," Mr. Özel says in a video posted to social media. The Turkish government denies the opposition's claims and insists the courts are impartial. Supporters initially resisted the police with fire extinguishers but were quickly stopped. Mr. Özel and his supporters then began marching towards Turkey's parliament after officers removed Özel from the building. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with the possibility of showers. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. There's no fire danger rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.